Hey there, welcome to This Truth Talk. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle, and today we're going to be talking about knowing your worth despite what you feel. In these Truth Talks, we have real, raw, and honest conversations about life. Today is no different. I don't know about you, but man, can our feelings just get away from us? And in this quest of kind of jumping off of my own roller coaster of emotions, I really wanted to understand where they come from. Why do I have them? Why do I react in certain ways? And this really deals with, I can know my worth in Christ despite what I feel. Because our feelings like to tell us that, well, God doesn't care. He doesn't love me. Why would he do this to me? I'm worthless. This doesn't matter. I'm so broken, right? I'm sure you can fill in the blank with all the feelings and emotions that you've had. Now, when I wrote the Know Your Worth study, the 4-week Know Your Worth study, which right now I am in the midst of doing a live Bible study through Zoom. So you can still jump on and join us. We just finished our second week of the Bible study and we'll be going for 4 weeks. Make sure you head to the link in the show notes below. Get your copy. It's free. The Zoom is free. So I would love to see you just come join us and continue to go through the 4-week study together. But really this, you know, the Know Your Worth study was also prompted off of these basic feelings and emotions of, well, I just don't feel good enough. And we let our feelings become really the driving force, the driving lens of our life. I believe that, you know, some of our deepest desires are to be known, to be loved, to be heard, to be seen. And the Father created us to long for him, but it's always up to us to choose to accept. I think a question that I ask myself many, many times, who am I? Maybe you've asked yourself that question as well, especially when it comes to your worth and your identity. See, these feelings that make us feel like we have meaning, like we're contributing to the world, and that there has to be something bigger than us, right? We ask those questions like, who am I? What am I doing? And I think that in my quest for discovering who I was, I really got lost in the sea of opinions. Opinions of who I thought I needed to be, who people thought I needed to be, and how I should act and how I should respond. I mean, it went down to the clothes that I wore and how many pounds I should weigh and what music I should listen to. I lost who I was. And I just, you know, rode the wave of my feelings and emotions. And I think for us sometimes to be able to understand why we react or what's a feeling, what's an emotion, really helps us to be able to begin to renew our minds and to stay in this place of identity more than what we feel. We don't have breakdowns because of events themselves, right? We don't have certain feelings and emotions because of the event. The breakdowns happen because of the pain we have picked up according to our perspective of that event, which is very important. You know, two people can be involved in a relationship, right? But one will come out of the relationship with a different perspective than the other, because each person will hold a different perspective of the relationship and different point of view. Therefore, when a person breaks up, they're going to have a different viewpoint of the breakup itself, what it means to break up. And a lot of that is depending on what does their past look like. You know, we can think about, well, how were they raised? How were all their other relationships? And I can't even remember one of the biggest breakdowns in my life wasn't because of the sociopath that I was dating broke up with me. The breakdown came because it was the last straw that my soul could take to feeling unloved and unwanted. This breakup that I had caused a breakdown because of the pain I carried, my beliefs about men in my body, and the work I thought I had to do to earn love. Right? This pain came from a hole in my heart that could not be filled by anybody else's love except from the Father. And here's something I want you to hear. I didn't care about me because I didn't think the Father cared about me. And when we take back the layers, what does that really say? It has to do with our pain. It has to do with our feelings. And if we let our feelings lead versus the truth about what God already says, it's going to lead us down a really ugly, unworthy feeling kind of place. Our flesh will always feel unworthy and unqualified because it's apart from God. Scripture in Romans talks about how our mind is at enmity towards God. It's against God, our flesh, part of our mind, which is why in Scripture it talks about girding up the loins of your mind and constantly renew your mind to Christ. And we have the mind of Christ. He's constantly reminding us, like, you have what it takes. So let's go ahead and talk about emotions. I want to break this down as easily as I can so that you can understand emotions, feelings, and reactions. In the midst of feeling all these things, there's always an underlying truth, right? There's always something that propels us forward to decide on the choices that we decide on. We don't just come to the conclusion because, well, that just was what it was. We come to the conclusion because of all the other layers and parts that are involved in that. When we think a thought, it will create an emotion. That emotion becomes a chemical and it becomes energy that then communicates through the rest of the body. So your emotions are going to carry information and energy throughout your body. It kind of becomes this feedback loop between the brain and the body. Our emotions will carry our memories, it carries our beliefs, it carries our personal experiences. See, then the emotions interpret the thought, the threat, our opportunity coming in, and communicates to our body what it should be feeling. Our emotions are there to help regulate and interpret. So therefore, emotions are neurological answers, okay, to an emotional stimulus. That means I have thought a thought, and therefore that thought that I've thought about or meditated on has now communicated to the rest of my body what it should feel. It starts with our mind, which is our soul, because our soul is our mind, will, and emotions, right? It starts with our thoughts. Therefore, our body and our mind tells our body what to feel. Emotions tell our body what to feel. Because emotions are the 7 seconds of the chemicals going through and energy being going through your body that has been determined by the stimulus, whatever triggered their response. See, a thought is merely a thought until we pay attention to it, meaning it doesn't really carry any weight until we decide really what that thought means to us. It's going to be really, because you're probably like, okay, what does this mean? The first step to all of this is just awareness. We know that we can easily go down the rabbit hole of one thought to creating another thought to creating a whole scene in our head of what we think could happen. And it's typically not grace-filled and it doesn't have mercy or God's kindness or love in it, right? I'm sure we've all been there. So a thought really doesn't carry any weight until we give it that way, until we decide what it means to us. See, our brains will also create emotions based on our environment and situation to determine if it's a threat. And it's important that we understand our emotions are triggered by two different ways. We can be internally triggered or we can be externally triggered. This would be meditating on past situations or imagining specific events as though they're happening. You can imagine an event that has not happened and your body can begin to respond as though it has. And this is where we think about when Scripture tells us to cast down imaginations, to take a hold of anything that exalts itself above the Word of God, because our imagination can get away from us. If we're not careful, we can be focusing on things that bring death instead of life. We can also be triggered by the external environment, meaning just something in a real life situation happening that is present in our moment and our bodies have to respond. Therefore, our emotions will be triggered by an internal or an external stimulus. Our emotions can also cause and promote the bodily reactions, such as increased heart rate, facial expressions, or even just sweating. And you probably heard of this called as like the fight or flight. We hear the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system. And this really all works together. And I'm talking in really layman's terms right here because I'm such a baby learner at all of this myself. But it really helps determine if this stimulus, this outside is a threat or not. And to, again, sum up just emotions, this is what emotions and how when you think a thought, it creates the emotion, which carries chemicals and energy to your body so that your body knows what to feel and how to respond. Now, let's go ahead and talk about feelings. Yes, because I always thought they were both the same. The more I began research and reading articles online and going through it, they really make a difference of what each one is and the purpose, because you can have an emotion that happens for 7 seconds, but you can have a feeling that lasts a long time. And then you can have a mood, which is your kind of next. So you have an emotion, a feeling, and then a mood, which your mood is the generalized, I want to say consensus of what you're thinking about. So maybe you have all these different thoughts and you're thinking about something, and then that creates the mood based on your feelings and everything else. Therefore, the feelings that we experience will be based on the thoughts that we think that produces the emotion that sends a signal to the body. I know it sounds like a lot, but you can head to the show notes. I promise I kind of lay all of this out so that you can read it as well. If you're anything like me, I love hearing something, but I also love reading it for myself as well. So it will be in the show notes for you. When the feelings come, we begin to feel because the trigger and the emotion, so the trigger, the stimulus, become integrated. Our bodies will begin to hold the stories through our feelings that are interpreted by our emotions. Are you hanging with me here? And I'm trying to break this down so that, I mean, for me, again, it was me understanding how when I was feeling something not good enough or not, you know, feeling worthy enough, to understand emotion and feelings was to also understand my beliefs, what I carried, the stories that I carried, and why it was important. Because our bodies hold the stories. And so this is referring to the narratives your mind believes about pain and trauma and the moments in your life. Every event that we encounter, a situation or relationship that we have, carries a story of joy or dread. And it's that reality. You know, it's just the same as when scripture tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life or death, there's a choice. We're either going to have joy or we're going to have dread. And each story carries something different. And the stories that our bodies hold really become kind of this reference guide for our current events. Whenever something's happening in our life, our body goes, okay, where was this? Did this ever happen before? And it tries to basically go from short-term memory to long-term memory to be able to decide what's happening, how should we respond? And this all happens so fast, like seconds. Every moment our bodies are responding to our mind, to our posture, and we've been responding according to the way that they've been trained, which again is through our beliefs, our pain, joyful moments, or dread. See, the good news about this is that since we have trained our brains one way and our bodies to respond one way, that means if we have trained it one way, we can train it into a new way. Feelings become the conscious experiences of the emotional reaction. So feelings become sparked by emotions that are shaped by our personal beliefs, you know, our memories, our traumas, pains, joy, all of those things. So let's think of thoughts are really the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body. You can be subconsciously triggered that stimulus by something someone said or an event, and you will react and respond accordingly to things that you have experienced already. Since our body tells us stories and they're great storytellers, however we respond and act shows us and tells us the stories our bodies hold and the stories they believe. Okay, so as overwhelming as I know this might feel, if it's the first time that you've actually heard of something like this, I created this podcast to get us to think deeper than just what we feel. What we feel is an indicator of what we've experienced. And being aware of those things and being aware of them in ourselves help us to grow, to learn, to mature, and to actually have deeper, more meaningful relationships, conversations. Knowing our worth in Christ never changes, never changes. The only things that change is our feelings about them. And what happens is that our feelings about it changes because situations in our life and events in our life have shaped the belief about our worth, period. Knowing your worth in Christ, and I've said this before, it's not a feeling, it's a person. There are so many days that I do not feel worth it, good enough, but I'm so thankful that me feeling it is not dependent on whether it's true or not. So whether I feel good enough, guess what? I already know it's a lie because I don't have to feel it to believe it's true. And that is what I want to leave you with today. You do not have to feel it to believe it's true. I want you to think about the emotions. I want you to think about your thoughts today. I want you to think about the feelings that you're expressing. Every single network, channel, podcast, episode you listen to, any kind of source of information out there wants you to think a certain way to some kind of extent. I'm here to help you think deeper, to help you think for yourself, to help you understand who God is. I don't always want you to take my word for it. I want you to go to scripture. What does God say to you about this? Because it isn't about me. I don't want you to idolize me. I don't want you to trust everything I say. I mean, that sounds so ridiculous coming out, but we have to be good stewards of understanding what the word is and then applying it to our life. Disagreement, all those things, we get to learn and we get to grow. But now more than ever, our external stimulus is being so, it's just hyper aware right now. And every time that external stimulus just get, it's fired off. The feelings come triggered by the emotion that's at the root is this, the beliefs and carries the pain. That then, again, the external response we see from that external stimulus all comes down to the internal response. You do not have to feel good enough to believe it's true. You can stand right now and say, I know God has called me worthy for good works, despite what I feel. My flesh will never feel good enough. I don't need to feel good enough to know what He's called me and how He's called me. Your worth is not in a feeling, it's in a person. Thank you so much for listening to today's Truth Talk on just really knowing your worth in Christ despite what you feel. I pray that it encouraged you and reminded you that God is for you and He loves you despite what you feel. Before you go, if today's episode encouraged you, inspired you, I would love for you to take a moment to leave a rating and review. It helps more people like you discover what's the truth to discover this podcast. When you leave a review, it inspires others to listen by reading your testimony. And I know this sounds so cheesy, but let's be honest. Social media, the internet, it's all about algorithms. So the more that people are sharing and leaving a rating and review, the more it helps people see this podcast. I read every single review and rating. And so I know so many other women are doing the same. So thank you so much for just taking that moment to leave a rating and review. And I don't want you to forget to come on and join us for the Know Your Worth study, Bible study that we're having through Zoom. Head to the show notes below, sign up, jessicahuddle.com, and join us on Zoom. You'll get sent the link every Monday and to be able to join Zoom, and you'll get everything that you need, and it's all free. And remember, challenge the way you think and you will change the way you live. Have you ever felt like you aren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.